The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 292, Tale of Two Markets.
Are you sure that was Sprague you spotted?
That's a dinosaur-headed donkey you can't mistake. He sticks out like a saltwater croc in your front yard.
I'm going to cut through here, Marco. I think I see you on the other side of the row.
Yeah, I'm by the old lady selling some sort of vegetables.
Stay together and don't approach him. I'm on my way. Joe Mac, circle back to the front and go to their aisle. Tam, go to the back and over, and then head towards them.
Roger that.
On my way.
Marco, can you tell what he's doing?
It looks like he's trying to sell some sort of goods. He's not moving around. If you keep back, I think you'll be okay. I'm not sure any one of us can approach him.
I know I certainly can't. I would, as you said earlier, stick out like a saltwater gator.
That you would.
I'll have to hide from view too, you know. He definitely knows who I am. I think he's been sharpening his eviscerating claw since it grew back.
I'm pretty sure he got a good look at Marco and me when we rescued Gabby from him and Lister.
We're all wearing these robes with our faces covered. What's the big deal?
The big deal is he'd recognize our voices.
Cap, I believe that leaves just you.
Leaves me? Leaves me for what?
Somebody has to approach him and see where everyone is. I don't see Hanukkah or his guard.
Well, that's good, because they all know us from the brig. So I'm assuming you want me to approach him.
Yes, perhaps show interest in some of the goods and have a look around for the others.
And what do I do if he makes me?
Let me know when you reach the end of the aisle.
Will do.
I have to say, Jafra, you literally stand out in a crowd.
Well, I'm surprised you found enough material to buy to cover yourself.
Not a problem. It's something I've had to deal with my whole adult life, and I'm the runt in my family.
I'm in position at the end of the aisle.
He's just over halfway down from us.
I got him.
Do you see Hanukkah or his guard?
No, just him and a couple of his pirates. I'm going to start making my way toward him.
I hope she can handle this, okay?
Don't worry about Captain Tam. She can handle herself.
No sign of Hanukkah or his guard. The big guy's busy with a buyer right now. I suggest you stay off radio and just monitor me. I don't want him hearing you talk.
Copy.
Excuse me, how much for these?
20 units.
20? That's what I thought.
Then you accept the price.
No, I don't accept it. That's robbery. Confirms to me who you are.
Really? And just who would that be?
Pirates, because these prices are ridiculous.
Then I suggest you move on. There are plenty here who will pay these ridiculous prices.
I'm not here for goods. I've heard legends about you.
Have you now?
Yes. You're the one they call Sprague. You're part of Zordov's crew, are you not?
What if I am?
Then you are the one I seek.
Seek? For what? Are you a witch?
No. I'm a good crew member looking for work. The ship I was on is down for maintenance, and I can't just sit around waiting for it to be fixed. I need work. Any kind of work.
We can always use a good crew member, but I can't speak for my captain. He has gone to Newmarket on business. Once we finish here, we'll go and set up our shop there.
Good. Then I will find transport to Newmarket. Perhaps we will meet again.
And your name?
I'll tell you that when I'm hired.
Now that's the attitude we're looking for. See you in Newmarket.
I wonder what's going on in there.
You're not the only one. I don't see any action at all.
If Meredith is in there, I wonder what he's up to.
Hard to say, but I guarantee you he's not shopping for low-made noodles. He's obviously either tied up with this drug operation, or is just along for the ride.
Whatever it is, I think he's up to his neck in it. I mean, what does he have to lose? He's already on a federal warrant. What's a little drug trafficking gonna do? He's going away for a long time anyway.
You got a point there. That would make him a pretty desperate character if caught. We're gonna have to be very careful if we corner him.
That driver just exited the vehicle. It looks like he's going back in. Maybe you should radio Kate.
That is kinda odd. Kate, you copy?
I got you. I see your concern. We're checking with our inside man now. Stand by.
Something must be happening.
Maybe he had a craving for lo mein noodles.
Right. I think his interest is fish. That fresh fish that was just brought in.
All right. Our inside source said your man just walked into the back and came back with something wrapped in paper.
Sounds fishy to me.
That's exactly what we're thinking. They must be splitting up the shipment.
That makes me think they believe someone is tracking them. They're breaking SOP.
We're thinking that there are two destinations rather than just Baltimore.
Okay, we see him now. He's alone and getting back into the car. Has your inside guy seen the other two?
No, just the one guy with the package. The other two are still in the back.
We got a problem. Our man's pulling out. He's leaving the other two behind.
I can see that. I think you two need to follow. He's probably an alien rage member. We need someone from the IDF to apprehend him.
But what about Meredith?
We have plenty of eyes on him. We need to see what's in that package. But most importantly, we can't have one of those local LEOs pull him over.
I agree. We're on him.
He's turning east, opposite from I-95. He might be headed back to the harbor.
Stay on him. If you run into problems, I can divert our eyes in the sky to assist. But if something happens here, you'll be on your own.
If we run into a problem, we can use local law enforcement. We can claim federal jurisdiction to take him into custody.
If it comes to that, call me if you have any problems. I can get the chief in on it.
Sounds great.
Yeah? Okay, let him go. The chase chopper will follow. We'll make the bust once they get away from the market. Our inside man said the van is leaving and he only saw one person get in.
That means there are at least two more inside. Another one from the car and possibly Meredith.
And if we're lucky, the Lees.
That would be the bow on a nice package. Kate Hawk.
Miss Hawk, my name is John McMillan. Detective Barnes suggested I call you.
Yes, I got a text from him saying you might call. He said you had information I might be interested in.
Yes. I don't know how much he told you about me.
I know you're part of his latest case. He was following you and then it all got confusing. Something about weapons dealings and the CIA and your wife.
My wife didn't know that I was undercover with the CIA. I was keeping odd hours and she hired Detective Barnes to follow me. We ended up in Fort Sheridan near Chicago. He witnessed me meeting up with someone he had been following.
The Russian?
Yeah, Kolkov. I was supposed to negotiate an arms deal with him. We met near Chicago and he showed me one of the weapons. We then went to a storage facility in Fort Sheridan, but it was empty.
Yes. Jim explained that much to me, but how does that involve me?
Well, between the golf course and the storage facility, he let it slip that he was working on something called Operation Ralph.
You're kidding me. He actually said Operation Ralph?
Well, he tried to cover it up like he made a mistake. He said, oh, I meant Mr. Ralph. He said this operation we were on made him say operation instead of Mr.
Well, I can see why Jim had you call me. I'm on a stakeout right now. That's part of that operation. Do you plan to have any further contact with your Russian?
The agency is spinning a story that I was released due to a lack of evidence. If Mr. Kolkov buys it, we'll join back up.
It's extremely important that we follow whatever Kolkov is doing. Homeland Security will be at your disposal for anything you need. When I get a chance, I'll brief my director on this.
All right. I'll await his call.
Thanks for calling.
You bet.
I still have serious reservations about this.
What exactly bothers you, Card?
This long process. First, you have to take over a ship, then transfer their goods to your ship. After that, you inventory everything, then go planet hopping to find people willing to buy your goods. Whatever happened to looting ships with precious minerals and monetary units?
Times have changed, God. In our day, everyone used monetary units to purchase goods. Now they use cards they carry and no units change hands. It's all done electronically.
What good does that do us? I saw someone bargaining with Sprague and he wanted to purchase something with a plastic card. A piece of plastic worth nothing!
Yes, I saw the same thing. I'm sure you saw that Zardoz explained that they only took monetary units.
Yes, and that potential buyer walked away. I just don't like it. I want it fast and easy, and if there has to be bloodshed, then so be it.
Perhaps we're relics, Guard. We just need to adapt. We can still do business our way, but adapting to the times may be something we'll have to do, whether we like it or not. Here comes Zardoz.
I still don't like it.
Is there a problem?
No, we're just discussing the way business transactions have evolved.
Yeah, whatever happened to smash and grab? It was yours, now it's mine.
Those days are history, my friend. Some of us have chosen to move on and work the system when needed.
What do you do when it doesn't work?
We do it your way.
Well, there is hope for you after all.
So when do you expect Sprig to rejoin us?
He will remain in Kali City until there is no more interest. It usually lasts only one sleep cycle. We will start setting up goods here, then take the ship back and load up what we didn't sell and bring back here to this market.
That sounds too much like work to me. We could just go through both of these markets and take all of the monetary units and goods and be off.
That's a real throwback to your plundering rage days. But have you heard the expression, don't bite the hand that feeds you? I will leave you now. One of my men is summoning me.
The only one who ever fed me by hand was my mother. What is he saying?
I believe the meaning of that phrase as it applies here is that he relies on these people for many things. They are not the enemy. But attacking them would make them enemies. That is something we don't need at the moment.
Perhaps, General, but what we do need are monetary units and men to fight with us. To bring back the glory of rage!
Patience, Guard. These things will come.
And as I have told you before, patience is not something that I possess.
That fact has not escaped me.
We have a slight problem.
Does someone need to be punished? I would gladly do that for you.
No, this is, however, very serious. The captain of the Titan freighter was smarter than we credited him for. He left a transponder in one of the crates. One of my men just now discovered it.
What? A transponder? That means someone has been tracking us all this time. We must leave this area immediately.
I can provide you with a small shuttlecraft, but I'm not going anywhere. We have much more to sell to make a profit.
If they're coming after us, they're also coming after you.
If they tried anything with me or my men, they would be facing a riot. These people depend on us to provide them with much-needed goods.
Then show us to our ship. I know of another settlement on this planet.
I will send one of my men with you to retrieve the shuttle. Just tell me where you're going, so I can come for you after they leave.
Where we're going, I won't need this shuttle. Send a pilot to us and he can bring your shuttle back.
If you are certain you only need a one-way trip, we will do that.
We have no choice. Come, Guard. We have to make preparations.
All right, good luck. Let me know if we can do anything for you. All right, bye.
You get anything new on the arson and bombing?
No, nothing yet. I just talked to Agent Hawk. She's down in Miami following up on a lead. She thinks the Homeland may have tracked down the Lees. She's following a possible drug drop in one of the few Chinese-owned businesses in the area.
That sounds like a long shot to me.
She's basing it on the fact that the Lees take a lot of trips to the Miami area. You couple that with the traces of drugs found at the scene, you're looking at a good formula for a drug smuggling operation.
If she can link that to the fire and bombing, that would be quite a feather in her cap.
As of right now, we don't have any good suspects on the fire. The only suspects are the Lees. The bombing doesn't make sense, though. We established that the detonation was done remotely, and they were on their way to Florida by then.
Have you looked into a possibility of hiring someone to do it?
Yes. We've been auditing their financials, but it looks like a lot of business was done off the books.
How about insurance claims? Has anyone stepped forward?
Not a soul, which makes the insurance company a little edgy. I'm sure they want to settle this claim. I met with the adjuster, and he says there's a legal problem, and that has to be resolved before they can proceed.
I'm sure. So they're leaning on you to resolve the case?
A bit. If the lease set the fire, there's no claim, of course. The bombing came after the fact. The fire rendered the store a complete loss, so the bombing would have no effect on the claim.
I've dealt with cases like this before. They want it off their books, and arson by the claim holder is music to their ears. Well, at least you can tell them that we're on the case and have brought Homeland in on it. All right, I've got a meeting to go to. Let me know if anything new pops up.
Kate Hawk.
Hey, the insurance people are all over me. They want to settle this thing. How are you coming with the investigation?
Funny you should call just now. I'm here with Ivan, and we have eyes on a fish market that we believe just accepted a shipment of drugs.
And how does that tie in with the Lees?
It's a Chinese-owned market that we believe the Lees have used in the past. The crazy thing is that a car was following the delivery truck, and we believe that Meredith was inside.
The major that Thornton Scarlet were after? What are the odds of that?
I thought they were out of this world until one of Barnes' targets called.
Target?
The guy he was following, McMillan. Barnes had him call me with news that made the odds go from out of this world to out of this galaxy.
Well, this should be interesting. Barnes told me that this guy was mixed up with some Russian arms dealer.
His name is Kolkoff, and he let something slip.
And what was that?
Operation Ralph.
What? That's crazy.
That was the last thing I expected to hear.
Now let me get this straight. You're following the Lees while Pappy and Scarlet are following Meredith, and they end up in the same place. In the meantime, the guy Barnes was following was dealing with the Russian, talking about our case, Operation Ralph.
That about sums it up.
That begs the big question. Who in the world gets jurisdiction on this one?
Only one can. The IDF.
There's a stand just up ahead that looks like it's Russian.
I thought you said they had their own market here.
They do, but there's less competition there for certain goods.
Like what?
I don't know, something like, say, Matryoshka dolls.
Say what?
Nesting dolls or Russian stuffing dolls. It's a set of wooden dolls of decreasing sizes placed inside of each other.
Why would you do that?
I know, save space.
And I thought the people of Cali had strange toys.
Most people don't use them as toys, but as decorations.
That's even stranger. Why display a decoration you can't even see? That makes no sense.
You can place them on display side by side. People collect them.
Side by side makes sense. But why make them so they can go inside of each other?
Don't ask me. I'm not a collector. Anyway, you can see she has some on display.
Let's see what else they might have.
Igorvish Famagliski?
Yes, a little more than your Russian. You're looking for something.
Do you have anything from Russia?
What do you think? This all from China?
I think my father-in-law is asking if there's anything here brought in directly from Russia.
Almost all you see is from Russia. Only the best. I go to Russia maybe 3 times in a year. I buy what I want and bring back.
Sounds like there should be some sort of import tax.
You tourist or spy for government?
Oh, don't worry. My father is always asking questions.
Ah, so this one is husband. You not speak the same.
I was raised in America, in a place called Kansas.
So you are Dorothy, da?
Yes, and I'm her husband, the Tin Man. And this is the Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow? Really?
Yeah, because she's all scruffy.
So, what you see? I make good deal for Dorothy.
Actually, I'm a collector of militaria.
What is this militaria?
Historical military equipment.
Ah, you gun collector, da?
Well, that and anything to do with the military.
I hope you're not looking for a T-54.
I'm not sure it'll fit on the plane back.
What's a T-54? It's Russian tank. I have nothing from military, but I know person who does. We have Russian bazaar.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Take heart. This man has Russian military. Tell him Mika sends you.
Thank you.
Now, is there anything Mika can sell you?
I think these nesting dolls are really cute.
What?
I think they're cute.
Oh, I'll never understand women.
Well, don't look at me.
Is what I'd call a meal.
Yeah, which one?
Well, the last one, of course, because that one pushed the envelope on my second stomach.
I think that's really odd when your two stomachs rumble. They do it in harmony.
Hey, what can I say? It's a gift, but it could also be a curse.
I can imagine it's hard to explain to people who don't know anything about you.
Well, that and if you're hiding for an ambush and they go off.
I didn't think about that. Let me check in with the boss.
Well, I didn't know you and Kelly were married.
Very funny, Sam.
Hey, I'll be here all week with matinees on Saturday.
Hey, Jim, what's up? Did Sam close another restaurant?
No, fortunately, we went to several to spread it out. We're on our way back. I was wondering if you heard anything from Holiday yet.
Nope, not yet. I've run out of options on the sunglasses, Agent. I can't find out anything about him.
I can't shake the feeling that he's a key player in this whole Ralph thing. I wouldn't be surprised if he and Kalkoff were in cahoots together.
Cahoots? Is that in West Virginia?
Tell Sam I heard that.
You made Kelly laugh. Maybe there is hope for your comedic career.
Hey, say, Jim, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm getting the call from Director Holiday.
She's getting a call from Holiday. Hopefully it's good news.
Yes, then we can celebrate. But not for another couple of hours. I'm still full.
Full? That's a word I never thought I'd hear you say.
Okay, Jim, I'm back.
Okay, what did he have to say?
He said, we have a problem. Mr. Sunglasses never showed up for work today.
What has happened to the mysterious agent? Will Simon and his team find anything in the Russian bazaar? And will Hanukkah make yet another escape? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Russian Connection.